We are so happy to have Nancy with us again. Hello, Nancy.
Yes, I'm here. I have a weird little throat voice thing going on, no pain or anything. I think it's from all the birthday singing for my grandson's third birthday yesterday. I don't know. But I just, I know.
Well,
so I'll be here. I may not talk a lot, but I'm so excited to be here, everyone.
Okay. Well, I'm doing better, so maybe I'll be able to jump in where you leave it. A little blank spot, but either
okay.
Way, we're trying to have you here in spirit and as much as you can, because you say such lovely things, and everybody adores you. So I did not come in with a prepared message today, because all of you in the congregation provide the key line for what we talk about so far every time. And I usually know ahead of time when I've got to talk to him first and let him determine the tagline, what that will be. But we're just going to work with you, all you guys, and see what turns up today. But I want to welcome, first of all, anyone who's coming new for the first time. There is nothing you have to do to receive a blessing, although we will direct you at one point to go into silent prayer for your needs. And then we're going to give you an opportunity to sign in on our board so that we can open your line and let you talk to us. There are basically two things we'd like to hear from you. One is, of course, hello to you and welcome. And the other is, what can we do for you? How can we bless you today? And then there are some who call in because they want to tell about the blessings they just received. And we all love that. And usually that's a touchstone for where we go next, what we do with the call in the next moments of receiving. So let's just get started. Nancy, who's on our call first?
We've got a wonderful group here started, so I'm going to open up the line. Jean, hi. It's so good that you're here today.
Hi, Glenda.
Hello,
hi, Nancy.
Jean.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. Well, I'd like a blessing. I have a medical procedure this week on Thursday, and I want to stay calm and have the team that's working on me be guided by Jesus and just have it all go well and to feel supported going into it, feel supported now until Thursday morning so that mm-hmm. even as I anticipate it, that I can feel the support and the calmness.
We will certainly pray for you now and then. We'll remember you in our prayers that day. So we don't need to know the details because Yeshua knows them all. And between you and your doctor, just establish good camaraderie. In my experience of going through procedures like this, it's always the best thing to just express your appreciation to your doctor or doctors and your delight in seeing them, because they'll always come in to say hello post-surgically and usually give you words of cheer and optimism and just laugh a little bit with them if you can.
Yes, yes.
Because here,
and it's good.
Expectation is so good for the body.
Yes, and I'm supposed to see the same doctor that worked on me 3 years ago, and I was delighted with that doctor, and I had called in for a blessing before I went in. 3 years ago, and it all went well. So I think the camaraderie and the what you're talking about, I think that that's really positive and really good as well.
Yes, it really, really is. And just, this is for everybody, because you don't, I know most people don't think about this, but you're not going through that procedure. It's your body going through that procedure. And you're actually on the team of doctors. So that's why the camaraderie, because, you know, fellow healer is walking in to say hello to you. You're on the team of doctors, and Yeshua is captain over the team of doctors. So
yes,
you're on the team of healers. You're not mm-hmm. subject to this procedure. Your precious body is the subject. And our bodies can become pretty tense, because they're going to be surrendering control for a little while. And they have to have a lot of trust and a lot of conviction that you're going to be there guiding the process, and you're going to be supporting the process and the healing with your good attitude and your good faith. So that's my word to you, is you be on the team of the healers, and you're going to take care of your body, and you're going to let it be the little child that it is. And our bodies really, they have a lot of wisdom, but they behave quite like children. When they're scared, they cry. When they've lost something, they get worried, and they don't understand everything. And so it's kind of up to you to keep everything positive, because in the hands of God, everything is positive. It is. And we just have to be that link, that bridge that keeps the spirit high.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even the same thing in getting over some miserable affliction you might have for months and months. Like I have had this doggone cough for, I think, maybe 6 months. Well, I just had to keep my body encouraged. Like, okay, we're going to do everything. Now, you just rest. That's your job. Rest, be calm, and just know we're doing everything to get you through this. Well, we're getting through it. And my body is saying to me, like, yeah, baby, I knew we could.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
So
thank you.
Yes, I will.
Yes. So you keep that mood up. All right.
Okay. Okay. I Not will. Thank you.
Faith well, for go you. Ahead. Good mood for the body.
Yes. Okay. All yeah. Right.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean.
Yep. Thank you.
Really great. Vice, kind of. That was awesome for her. We've got Stormy. Hi.
Hello.
Hello,
Stormy. I'd like to offer the blessing I received a couple of days. I've listened to my music 1,000 times over, guitar, keyboard, singing, and still it brings me to tears of joy. And there is a line in the song called Stormy's Music. Do you hear yourself in my music? I hear you in my song. And the procedures, medical procedures, this blessed call, this is one way we are tuning up the music within us. And as we vibrate higher, we need more and more fine-tuning adjustments to stay in tune with the higher vibrations that we reach for and that we are already in. I'd just like to bring that idea into the blessing call again.
Well, thank you, Stormy. We appreciate that. And yes, music through the ages has, pardon me, has served that function. I think probably The oldest art form was drumming, and along with that came dance. because that pulls the community together. Just a moment. When people sing and dance together, chant together, and fall into the rhythm of moving together, it unifies them. And as we pull ourselves into unity with others, especially others who care about us, it makes a tremendous difference in our health and our well-being and even our longevity. I've been doing a lot of reading lately about these communities around the world that are being labeled now as blue zones. And the blue zones are areas of not just greater longevity, but greater health within the years, greater happiness within the years, closer communities within the years. And it really all comes down to practices that they have that build unity within the community. And think about this for just a moment. Come unity. Well, come is for communication. Unity, of course, is for oneness. And so as we communicate into our oneness, we are given the strength of each other, and the strength of one becomes the power of all. So I want you to just take that concept and bring it into your meditation, because this is what we need to be recovering. I won't say from, because you don't go from, you never want to go from unity. We need to be recovering into. But I really do not want to be negative or derogatory, because there are always forces in the world that exploit conditions or even direct certain conditions toward their advantages that are not so good for the rest of us. But overall, I think we got into a condition of neglecting our unity, just neglecting it, because change was happening so fast, we couldn't keep up with it. And as we couldn't keep up with the change, we pulled into our own either private space or smaller spaces where we could more easily perceive and estimate these little groups of unity that made sense to us. Maybe it was our family or small group of best friends or people that we share an idea in common with. But the important thing is, let's build our unity back. Let's put unity back that fell out of place. We stopped giving it attention. We stopped giving it the fertilizer of values that can inspire greater unity among us. And this is actually what we need to be bringing back in our world. And if you think about it, those are essentially the commandments. The only two commandments Yeshua left us: to love our neighbors as ourselves, which means unity. And neighbor includes, well, at first maybe a small circle of people that belong in it, but to expand that community, because the second commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And how can you love God with all your heart, mind, and soul if you don't keep building the unity larger and larger and larger? That's it. That was in the commandments. And we kind of let this fall into neglect. And I think it's just, for all the reasons I've given so far, just neglect that comes in the wake of stress and change and the world becoming a more variable mixture of people and values. And we just stand back and say, well, what do we do with this? I mean, I don't think I agree with what these how these people live. I don't think I want that for my life. Well, you know, you can say that as an expression to yourself, but the fact is they're not going away, and we're not going away. And somewhere in all of this, there's got to be a thread that ties us together so that we can let them eat foods they like, and we don't have to eat whale blubber. You know, like, I'm sorry, but I don't like it, even if it's barbecue, as a Texan would say. So we can tie, we can find threads of unity. And actually, I am just delighted and challenged and rewarded for finding values that people in other parts of the world held that we could learn from. You know, good lessons, whether it's about diet or just being in quiet days of the week. You know, we were brought up in a culture where the only quiet day of the week was the seventh one. Well, there are cultures around the world that say you should nap after lunch. and you should nap with your family after lunch, you know? And then certain other times of the day where you come together for a long dinner that's a communal meeting. It's not just a hit and run at McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, and then you go your way and the family members go their way, and maybe you'll get back home in time to say hello before bedtime. It's not really a good way to live. And we're learning from other cultures how to build unity. We've just dropped out. So it may be stressful at times in certain ways. And there may be conflicts at times in certain ways. But let's try to hold back the judgment. We can examine, let's say, with sensible minds, things that we don't want to do. And because, you know, they may have to change too. We're not the only ones that need to change. You know, there's a lot of pressure on us to be the one to change. And I think it's a little bit of karma because we've been now over 100 years, longer than that. And when I say we, I'm talking about the United States. Over 100 years imposing ourselves and our culture on other people. And that's why they're pushing back on us, because they're saying, hey, look, we've got some good things too, and we're not giving them all up. So they try to push back on us. Okay? So just understand, a little bit of what we're resisting is our karma. And maybe we just need to take a deep breath, relax, and say, okay, I'm open. Tell me what you got to say. I have had to do a lot of this, my friends, in the last 30 years, building an international connection for this message, because I promised him I was not going to allow this to become provincial and local or just new thought, like it's just now appearing out of the woodworks. Well, I'm sorry, but his teaching is the teaching of truth, and it's not just now appearing out of the woodworks. We have a new way of expressing it that hopefully can become more global than some of the older ways that fell into provincial ideas and provincial thinking and narrow-mindedness and judgment. We've got a new chance to take the same truth and open it up to the world. And that's what we're trying to do. So I encourage you to do this. But keep in mind that it's okay to go step by step, because you have a right always to to put your life together with unity in mind. You need to work with the foods that agree with you. You need to build your life with values and thoughts that make your life make more sense and bring you more love and more joy and more togetherness with the people you live with. Hopefully, there will be a day when we can blend effortlessly with people from Shanghai or Russia or the South Sea Islands or wherever. But right now, there's limited unity, but that even that limited unity is precious. So let's look for where there is unity, guard it, develop it, and make more of it in our lives. And then really, really cherish the unity that you inherited, because that's where your future and your prosperity and your health lies. It really, really is. And I could go on and on about this, but we have others on the call. And
I want to say something if I can, Glenda. Just
sure.
I love it that obviously he said unity was the highest dimension of intelligence of the heart. But, you know, I think there was a time I was reading in Deuteronomy today, funny as that sounds for some, but that, you know, we had to talk about these things and remember these words, and they would, like, write them on their hands, write it on their forehead, stick it on their door, you know, just to constantly remind and teach your children and talk about these very things you're talking about. And I think it's so important that we do this, you know, that it becomes like a really burning passion to understand about what you're talking about, that it's just so key to share this, you know?
Yeah. Unity is our future. It is our future. Whether it's unity in heaven or unity on earth. And we've got a big job ahead of us, folks. We've got a big, big, big job ahead of us. But it doesn't have to be all, but it doesn't have to be a hard job. It doesn't have to be a job that brings in dark energy. We can dispel dark energy with the light, with the love that we are, with Christ in our heart and understanding in our intentions. We can always cast light on the past and dispel whatever dark energy might want to be exploiting conflict. And yes, we all know that dark forces try to exploit conflict. But the conflict might not have ever been intended with evil. It just might be that we do things differently. And then we think, well, gosh, well, why do you do it that way? That's crazy. You should do it my way. That makes sense. Well, see, the thing is, it makes sense to you. But it's not going to always make sense to somebody else. The way they do things makes sense to them. So we build unity, I would say, in concentric rings. You start with, hopefully, God bless you, the family you're born into, or at least, at the very least, the community, the language group, the value group you're born into, because those are the people who will give you life and support you and give you the ground of your being for the rest of your life. But then, as we get into school and then into perhaps college, or if not college, we get into the school of life, and we're going to build more concentric rings of unity. But let's build these rings of unity so that they support the core of our life. And then let's hope by the time we're 20, 25, we'll have traveled somewhere where we can see the way things are done differently. And we go, wow, gee, I never thought this could taste so good. You know, and we're learning, you know.
Right.
Marco Polo comes back from China with noodles. And so for the first time, the Italians have linguine. That all came from China, my friends. Noodles, pasta, linguine, all this stuff. And we loved it. And, you know, we put olive oil on it, and then we have the Mediterranean diet, which is now famous around the world for giving health. So that's the way it works, guys. But it's all done in steps. Marco Polo didn't go to China in one day. And when he came back, he was so judged and ridiculed for the things he talked about. He was put in prison. He was, like, bringing back outrageous, like, how dare you tell us about noodles? And then we have cosmologists, scientists like Copernicus telling us about the solar system. Well, we want to kill him because he's a heretic to the Bible. Well, maybe the Bible has to be not rethought in the sense of fundamental truths, but it has to be repositioned in relation to what we're discovering about the universe. So building unity is always a hard job when you're reaching out like we are today. And try not to freak out about it, okay? Because you're just bringing stress on yourself. And you're giving an opportunity for dark forces and naysayers to catch hold of you and say, oh, this is all conspiracy and it's going to be leading to World War III. Well, it might if we don't do our job. But we were given the power to do our job, and we can do it. Mm. And that's what we're here to do, is our work, which is building unity in the world. Amen.
Amen. Linda, I would mention a movie called Sailboat. The movie that explains me and what I do, and I think one note. It's not easy. I can write a symphony, or I can just sing one note. That's all we really need. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Stormy,
thank you
very
much. Well, Glenda, now we have Caroline. Hello.
Hey, I've been gone for 2 weeks, but my youngest son was here with his partner, and they got engaged here on Maui, so it was lovely. That was why I was gone for 2 weeks, I didn't feel great missing the calls, but I hadn't seen my son since August, and it was wonderful. And
yay.
Obviously, I'd like to have some blessings for my son Dominic and his fiance Christine for good life, good partnership, lasting a long time, and that they both find a good purpose in life. And also, I'd like some blessings for my older son. He's had some ups and downs in his marriage, but. So I hope that I'd like some blessings for my older son, Alex, for his marriage and his partnership and his work to go well. So those are the blessings, Glenda. And I also want to express some gratitude because the last time I was on, I was explaining that I wanted to be able to provide a good show for the live TV show that I co-host every week. And they had agreed to cover the breast cancer and bras issue. And I was trying to find somebody who was a good spokesman on that. And I managed to get the top researcher in the world on the subject, a guy called Sidney Rossinger, who's written a book, Dressed to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. And I got him on the show. I'd been trying to make a connection with him for a few years, and now I have the connection with him. So I'm so grateful because that was one of the things that I asked for help for the last time I was on the call. So Definitely, I got more than I would have wished, more than I would have expected even from that.
Well, see, this is the way unity works. You ask for it, and you're connected. Is that great?
Yep, it's fabulous.
And actually, this is the way disease is dispelled from our body. We claim the unity of our natural-born, pure body put in place by God's creation of our DNA infused with the spirit of life, which is our basic fundamental unity. We pull that into unity, and there's no place for something that doesn't belong there.
Yep. Attitude is everything in many ways. Attitude and belief and spiritual connection.
Well, faith, most of all. Faith,
most
of all. Yeah. All right, my dear. Congratulations on everything. Your son's engagement, the good things happening for you. And we are so glad you're back with us.
Yeah, and my final blessing is for you, Glenda. I really would like the whole community to go deep into the blessing to make your health back to 100%, to get rid of that nasty cough that you've been battling for 6 months. And also, Nancy, for your throat and your voice to go back to normal as soon as possible. So blessings for you too as well, please.
Thank you.
That is lovely, Carolyn. Okay. Well, you proceed into a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you.
We love you. Thank you so much. We have Ollie. Are you in Puerto Rico?
Yes. Hi, Nancy. Hi, Glenda. Hi,
hello, Ollie.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here, and I love your message, our community, and it really hit my heart because, you know, I've been working from my home for so long that I've been a bit disconnected, so I think it was very, very important for me to connect with that message. I wanted to request a blessing for my mother, who's experiencing tons of pain in her legs, and it's very hard for her to walk. And may Yeshua and the Virgin lay their hands and make it a little more bearable for her. And I also wanted to request a blessing for myself. I will be joining everyone in giving the blessing today, conveying it with you. But I wanted to request a blessing because I have a job interview this Thursday. So I wanted Yeshua to make sure everything goes well with that.
Oh, great. Yes, on Thursday?
Yes, this Thursday afternoon.
Okay. Great. Great. Well, congratulations on step one, which is getting the connection. And then, then step two is just confirming the connection and developing how the connection can become productive for you and the other people that you're connecting with.
That's exactly what I have been asking for, you know, maybe a win-win
exactly.
for everybody.
So you confirm the connection, like, it is so great to be here. Then you develop the connection. This is what I think we can do together, you know, because they want a connection too. You got to keep in mind is that, you know, as we go through life, we're not the only one that needs a connection. So does everybody else. We all have that common desire and need. And so when you make that connection, gracious and inviting and most of all productive, people will lap up the idea like a kitten with hot milk. They really will. They really will, and you have to trust that. I can't even begin to tell you. I can't even begin to describe the fear I had in the beginning taking the painting of the Lamb and the Lion out to the world. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's like I thought I was the only one that needed a connection. Boy, was I surprised
wow.
to find that all the people in the world, the connection they most want is with him. And I was bringing a package that they had been praying for. It was just awesome to see that, to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became an awesome responsibility to be offering that to people. We all want the connections of our life, my friend. I'm serious. I'm really, really serious. When we're little, we want to find our best friends. When we're young people, we want to find the partner, our dream partner for life. And we're so hungry to find our dream partner for life. We just can't wait to see their face. And then we just can't wait to make the connections that allow us to really develop a productive life. We're all looking for the same things, my friend, and that's what builds unity. But we get scared because we think we're the only ones that want that, and we're not. We all want the same thing. And let me tell you something about people with the health problems. And the doctors want you to get well as much as you do. They need the years and years of study and devotion to be confirmed by successful healing. Their reason for living is confirmed by your success in getting well. I'm serious. I'm serious. You make friends with a doctor, you find out they have heartaches at night when they couldn't help somebody. They really do. And
wow.
you say, oh, they just went into this to, you know, be important, get rich. They've already got what they want. Oh, no, they do not have what they want. They want you to get well.
Mm-hmm.
Really. And the second highest group of suicide categories in the United States is doctors. Why? Well, whatever material success they had made no difference in comparison to the fact that they couldn't save the lives of people they loved.
Wow.
Okay? So you're a team. And the same with employers. Let me tell you something. I grieve when I lose an employee that I love. And, Ollie, I know you remember Candace really well.
Candace.
You and she became friends. Yeah, she was very special. And when I moved, I tried my best to keep an office going remotely because I didn't want to let go of her. She was a jewel, really, but I had to because the kind of business we run is really kind of hands-on everything. It's like I come to work, I work hands-on, and I have to work with somebody who's there doing it hands-on with me. And so, I was so sad that we couldn't make that work. So there's nothing an employee wants more. I mean, there's nothing an employer wants more than an employee they love. I'm serious. And I want you guys to understand this. It's all about unity.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear the stories of abuse, and I don't know why that happens. I guess because that's where unity breaks down. But really, truly, companies, and I'm talking about big companies, they will create retirement plans and medical plans because they want you to be happy and they want to keep you. They want to keep you. They don't want you out there looking for another job. And what we need to do right now is to begin celebrating all the many ways that we want and cultivate unity, whether it's employer to employee, doctor to patient, teacher to student, friend to friend, neighbor to neighbor, husband to wife, children to parents, parents to children. And let's stop applauding the things that break unity, because that's what's hurting our world. We don't want broken unity. We want unity, and we want to preserve and cherish unity wherever it exists. Okay. Well, Ollie,
love
you
it.
Inspired me. You inspired
no, and
me.
I needed to hear that, so thank you.
Yeah, well, I was trying to take the pressure off of you and put it on. They got pressure meeting you, too, because they want you to work. They want you to be the one. They don't want to keep having interviews. They don't want to keep finding people that, oh, okay, well, I guess we got to look more. They don't want that any more than you want it. So that's why you go in with confidence. That's why you go in with ideas for letting them know that you're the one. You are the one, okay?
Love it. Thank you, Glenn.
You go to a community meeting, meetups, where you can just get together and meet people, and you start talking. You have things in common. Let people know you're the one they've been looking for. And I don't mean in any particular capacity, not a job or a romantic partner or a best friend, but just somebody in your life that is important, that can be valuable to you, that they can be glad you're in their life. Okay? Start letting people know you're the one. And it might just be you're the one that comes into a grocery store every day and smiles at everybody and cheers everybody up. And they look around and say, is she here today? Has he come yet? You know, they're looking for you. Be that person. Be that person. And your life will change.
Thank you so much. I love
you. You really?
Okay. Molly, we'll be thinking of you. Yeah, we'll be thinking of
you.
For you and Gene on Thursday, surgery and job interview. So we'll hold you guys in the light for sure. Okay.
Yes.
We have, Glenda, why is it not coming on? Hi,
Elizabeth.
Here you are.
Yeah. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy. I would just like to ask the two blessings today, please. One for my sister Virginia, just for help and support. There was a tornado went through her town about 4 weeks ago, and I just came back from there. It's upstate New York, and there's so much devastation, and she needs a lot of help, as do everybody up there. But if Yeshua could just put his hand on her shoulder and help her through all the things that have to be done to get things working again with her animals, because she's got an animal rescue and just everything she needs. I would ask for a blessing for that. And a blessing for myself. I've got a trip to Dublin, Ireland next Saturday evening, and I would just ask for a blessing for safety and a good trip. It's a spiritual related trip. We're going to ancient sites and different things. They're
wonderful.
Consciousness raising and all sorts of things. I went to Ladakh, India with this group last year, and it's sort of following on from there. So I just ask a blessing for the trip to Ireland next Saturday evening. I'm leaving.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll be gone for a week.
We hope you have a blessed trip and wonderful enlightenment and fellowship.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what I need. I'm alone too much.
Unity, yes.
Yes, exactly what you're talking about, unity. I'm right there with you. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right.
We can't wait to hear all about your trip.
We want to hear.
Oh, thank you. So now we have Sarah, Glenda. Sarah, hi.
Aloha, Nancy and Glenda and this beloved community. I want to send love. I'm in just a beautiful forest of Western Massachusetts, hiking with my bare feet on the ground, on the sacred earth. And I'm hiking with my little cat named Joni, she's a hiking cat. I mean, I've been out here for about 45 minutes, and she's just like, just coming right along, loving it. It's so much fun. I know, it's so sweet. So I wanted to just send love from here, from both of us. I want to ask for a special blessing, for my best friend, Jody Best, for her life direction and work and for all our brothers and sisters and how we work and our direction in life, and that our time and talent is used for the best way for God. And I want to ask that for a blessing for myself too, and for all my brothers and sisters, that I may be able to continue to work in a remote way so that I can stay here with my dad and still do my teaching. And just for all of us, that our work can be integrated well with our families, with our health, and for the good of all.
Oh, yes, of course. And we're right there with you. That's what we want for you too. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And, I really got the picture of that little cat with you. And I got the inspiration to say something, which I think could be valuable to a lot of people. And that is that one of the things that especially little animals, but also the larger ones like horses and domestic livestock and even wild animals, to the degree that we can actually have a predictable relationship with them, they bring a sense of unity that is sometimes not available within the human context, because people can actually lose touch with the human context because it brought on so much pain at some point in life, or so much disconnection just because of misunderstandings or perhaps mistakes that were made in the course of conducting life properly. It has been discovered that people who have extreme, who are living in an extreme state of mental disconnection or emotional estrangement can actually be brought back into unity, sometimes with even just a plant. But then from a plant, it grows into a little cat or a little puppy or something else that activates their ability to create union with another life being, living being. And sometimes it's really remarkable how much healing can come from being with horses. I think partly because horses have been with the human race as a cofactor of survival for so many thousands of years, not just for transportation, but for work and for assistance in domesticating other animals or assisting with the domestication of other animals. I used to really be amused when I owned horses that we had chickens, and I would be amused with the relationship between the chickens and the horse. The chickens love to roost on the horse's back. And if the chicken had just laid some eggs and was making a little bit of celebration noise about that, the horse would reach over with its nose and pick the chicken up, and the chicken would walk across his nose and then go sit on his back. It was really the cutest thing in the world. You know, if I had had a cell phone back in those days, I would have some of the best recordings you can imagine. But this is another state of unity. The animals are building unity as we build unity, and they're building unity with us. And don't forget that sometimes it's more stressful to try to build unity with other humans than it is to build unity with different life forms. And this is why it can be so revitalizing to take a walk in the woods, as you're doing, Sarah, or go to the beach, or climb a mountain, or just build an ant farm. You know, these little kids we used to get as a child, and we could actually see how the ants work together. It's amazing how powerful for healing any form of unity cultivation is.
Mm-hmm.
Any form of unity cultivation can be a powerful contributing force, not just to physical healing, but also to spiritual healing, to remembering the love that you are. Okay? Mm-hmm. And this is one of the best ways I think I ever was guided to answer the many questions people had early on after Love Without End was distributed. And that is, well, Glenda, we know what love looks like in giving and receiving love, but what do you mean by the love that you are? Well, it's the call to unity. When you're calling to unity inside yourself, your body, the call to unity is the love that you are. And inside the seven dimensions of the heart, just think that the center of it is unity. It's the one spot that can be nothing but one place. It is God. It's the singularity of being, when you cannot be anything but that. And then you call everything else into unity, which makes love the second ring of the heart. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the best description that Yeshua ever gave me for passing on to all of you. And I think I'll just leave it at that. But Sarah, you're just such a sweet and compassionate soul. You always bring this loving energy into us, and it's just, we all want to be with you. That and
you do. I sure. Thank you for doing that for us today. We feel it. We were so glad you're doing that for us.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless. Are we cleared on our board, Nancy?
We are. That is,
okay.
Sarah, you're our lead caller, so thank you for wrapping it up so beautifully for us.
Yes, you sure did. And I think we'll keep it that way because I've got a little announcement to make. And
Glenda, we have Scott we do have one more caller, Scott.
Okay. Well, Scott, let's hear from you, and then I'll make my couple of announcements. And
hi, Scott.
Hey. Just wanted to say a big thank you for some really good blessings
there's a healthcare community where I live in Central Florida called Aspire, and I've been conducting a club there. I call it Speechcraft, which is interesting because people who usually wouldn't have a voice learn to speak publicly. Also, I've been working. I've been working at one of the theme parks in my area and have been able to take my Aspire friends to the parks for some really good experiences. So just thank you for all that, and a blessing to my Aspire friends. And a shout-out to Billy, who I invited to listen in on the call today. I also have a
physician
who's really a good guy. His name is Noel, Dr. Noel of all things. So could I include him as well?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to do a shout out to you because you are really a living example of everything I've been talking about today. When I first, I will never forget the first time I met you. I came to a blessing conference and I needed somebody to play the drums. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And you were not sure how to play the drums. You thought, well, and I said, well, all you got to do is just make noise and then make noise in rhythm. and you began to practice. And actually, you were great. And everybody in this is back in the days when I was taking the celebration drums. Those are the drums that were purchased for the, I went to the Santa Fe Drum Factory and had these made, in systolic and diastolic rhythms of the heart to play at the banquet where we released Love Without End to the world. So I call them our celebration drums, and, I haven't had them unpacked in a number of years because my life has been so much in transit, and I don't want them to ever be damaged because they will play a continuing important part, I'm sure, in our work and our celebration of life. Anyway, you got on those drums, and you made rhythm, and actually you came a very brave soul. Didn't you come on the bus, I believe?
It was a while ago. I can't remember the bus right now. But, yeah, playing the drums was definitely a great experience.
No, what I'm getting to is that you were a brave soul who came here without – you did know a couple of people. I remember from our webinars, you knew a few people. But overall, you were making a trip into the wilderness, and you just became the star of the show. And then after that, you went into public speaking and you began to build unity in groups. And now you're talking about the Aspire. And when I look at you, I say, yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. So, Scott, you've done a marvelous job of building your life through unity. And so I just want to congratulate you on that and celebrate your achievements in that regard. And encourage everybody else to do the same in their life with whatever your next step might be. Now, my next step is, see, I'm actually having this, I'm really on fire on this topic because I'm having to rebuild unity in my life. When you lose a life partner, it's not just that you lose a companion, someone who loves you and you love them back and you shared life. Oh, no. You're losing particles of unity that put your life together. For some of you who are my age, nearing my age or older, you will remember when we used to have to defrag a computer because the whole process of using a computer, put the files and the links in fragmented places, and it took a while to defrag it. We don't have to do that today because the connections are just so much, the whole systems are so much better created, and they automatically defrag just about every time you shut a computer down. So you youngsters don't know what I'm talking about, but we would look at this screen that showed what condition our computer was in, and it was just like, it looked like confetti. It looked like a bomb had hit all the links inside it. Well, this is what happens when you lose a life partner, especially a life partner who was with you in everything that you create for the church, the business, friends, seminars, everything. My life was in fragments, not to mention all the material losses that went along with it that I had to somehow walk through. So rebuilding my life was a matter of finding the what points of unity I still had and making those points of unity work and making them bigger and better and functional. Now, the next point of unity I'm building, we're building as a church, is we went back to the original message that launched it all, Conversations with Jesus. When I stepped out in front of an audience, I was shocked. I was preparing to be in front of 30 or 40 people, and so many people filled a 500-square-foot building and a half-an-acre parking lot. I was in shock. I had no idea that many people would want to hear what I had to say. Well, we started with amateur recording equipment, and through the years we had it remastered several times. And finally, the perfection of audio recording is at a point where you can hear the message delivered without any static, without any breaks, with a voice that's smooth as silk. And I can't even believe my voice sounded like that 30 years ago. But we're going to be releasing it toward the end of this week. This week.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
And it will be in three forms. It will be in CD, which we're actually able to bring the cost down, which means your price will be, oh, at least, it's about $25 cheaper than before. But not everybody wants a CD anymore because we're not using them as much as we used to. And so we've got downloads, and the whole downloadable set will be under $50. And each one, and we're going to make each particular session available independently. So let's just say you listened to these a long time ago, but you love number five, which was about the adamantine particles, and you really want to listen to that again. You can download that one session for $5.
Great gift.
How about that for a breakthrough for the world? And then, or you can buy the whole set. Then we're going to make it all available on a USB stick, which you can put into your computer, and you can save all the files forever for yourself. So it's going to be in three forms. We're not letting this fish get away. It was the beginning of all that we created. And I could say the lamb and the lion was the beginning, but actually the lamb and the lion was the beginning of my calling, where I surrendered. And I said, okay, and then I said, okay, again and again and again, going out to the churches. But the releasing of his words was the beginning of the community, because then we all owned his words. We all had his words, and people could tell other people about his words, and it began to spread. It began to be played in study groups. It began to be played in churches, or just anywhere families get together on a family reunion and somebody would say, look, you got to hear something I heard. You just won't believe this. Okay? So I went back to the beginning, and I didn't know this would be possible, and it just all played out so perfectly. So I want to thank all of you for being part of the unity expanding into the world in so many, many ways, and it's going to expand even further. We're going to pull it all together to where it's just glowing with light, a beacon. Okay. Well, that was my announcement.
How wonderful, Glenda. We look forward to the announcement as soon as it's available. So thank you, gosh.
That's so good. And thank you, Yeshua and Father God and everyone who has held us together. And when my world got blown apart, for all of you who held the unity together so that I could reclaim my unity within it. And I can't thank you enough for that. And, of course, Yeshua was a key player in that. But still, you all were part of that. And I don't think I could have pulled it together without you. I really don't. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you for that blessing and that miracle. And, oh, I do have one other announcement, is that as soon as we get through Memorial Day, we are going to have an online video family reunion of all our blessing givers, where we're going to bring, where anyone can enroll and get all the latest teachings. You know, we revealed all the latest teachings to the world back in September, but not everybody could come because we were still guarding our health pretty closely, and we had all suffered financially a lot at that time. So not everybody could come, but we had a wonderful group that did come. I mean, we had about 75 people altogether, and it was fabulous. But we've got about 250 blessing givers, and so this will be a chance for us all, everybody, to enroll at a very affordable price, to just be together on a video conference. Let's put it all back together. But we're going to put all of us back together. We're going to create this unity, which then becomes a lighthouse to the world. So there's a lot of strokes of unity that will be happening coming up. And I think right now the best thing is for us to just fold ourselves into peace and quiet and in unity with our heart, with our thought, our Holy Father, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit, to receive the blessings that are waiting for us. Okay? So, Nancy, I think I'm going to close down the board because we want peace and quiet in the background and no one to hear somebody's phone ringing while they're in the middle of receiving a blessing.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Okay, everybody. If you've been seated for a while, stand up if you can, unless there's something prevents it. If you can't stand up, at least extend your legs. Stretch them out. Stretch your back, however way you can do it. Lean forward, lean to the side, both sides, making everything work for you so that it flows. We're going to be passing energy through your body. These blessings are conveyed by the energy of the Holy Spirit, which is very powerful. When it came to the apostles and other people in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, it put flames on their shoulders and light around their heads. And they began speaking in voices they had never heard before. That's how powerful it is. It will come through your head, down through your heart, circle in your heart, pass on through your legs into the earth, and the earth will ground it. But not just grounding, the earth will receive it and nurture it. It will add nutrition from the earth. Remember, we are created from the earth and from spirit. So we have to have both available for our nutrition, for our wholeness, for our healing. And so the earth will give back to you, and energy will then flow back on the other side of your body. This is why I do not want you to cross your arms or your legs or any other body part. You want energy to be able to flow on the right side down, on the left side back, up. Just as the stream of blood would flow, it projects out on the right side of your heart. It flows back, the venous side, on your left. And the right side brings the power of light into your whole being. The left brings the spirit of grace and beauty through your whole being. And so we don't even want your head swinging to one side or the other. Lean it back and have it be somewhat centered. You could have it dropped in prayer if you prefer, but don't even put your hands together in a prayer pose. We don't want anything connected from the left to the right. Other than that, there's not a thing you have to do except relax and receive. Well, you do have to do one more thing, and that is to be in silent prayer. Once your blessing begins, be in silent prayer. Well, you can speak if you want to, but the tendency to speak may actually cause motions in your body. It's really interesting how most of the time when we speak with words, we also speak with our hands, and it's an unconscious connection that we may not observe. We may not see, but anyway, just pray. Just pray. And why do you pray? Well, because we're strengthening our connection with God. And we're surrendering into the love of Christ. And we're receiving the Holy Spirit. And prayer accelerates this. It provides the unity of you being at the center of that triangle. So in the Trinity of God, the Holy Spirit, and Christ, you are the center of that. And prayer puts you there. And it also confirms that this is what you're asking for. Because Yeshua said, ask and you will receive. Why don't we receive anyway? Well, because our sovereignty is respect it. You see, we're here on earth to have experiences that lead us into learning, that lead us into the strengthening of faith, that lead us into unity. And the sacred Trinity will not interfere with that unless we ask. So you must ask. And that's just the way it is. And it was spoken by the prophets and confirmed by Yeshua in several of his messages to the apostles. Now, we want to begin. I hope you've been stretching while I was talking. So we want to begin with a deep breath. We inhale deeply, and we exhale thoroughly without expectation or judgment. It's just life doing what life does. Life inhales to receive. It exhales to give. And there's the four square breath I've taught you many times. Now, if you feel like that, practice that as well. It's to exhale to the count of four and pause to the count of four. So that what you gave into life can be received without impatience. Then you take from life back into yourself to the count of four. And pause that your body can receive it and nurture itself with that breath. Holding it with gratitude. And again, you give out. You pause. You receive. You pause. And so on. This is the breath of life. This is how life is conducted. And we can celebrate that very motion with this breath, which we can do any time of the day, any activity we're in, because you're going to be breathing anyway. So why not breathe mindfully and actually put your mind at rest and put your whole body at peace? I'm going to give my prayer to Yeshua, and then you will begin your prayer. Yeshua, we thank you for being with us. We called you to be with us today, to inspire us, to ask, to give us courage to present our needs, to give us the spirit of patience to receive in good timing. And I thank you for the privilege of being your messenger into our beloved community. Thank you for all the blessings that you will give to each one of our precious souls. And we ask as a community for greater unity with the world, with people everywhere, that our prayers may be for them also, that we may pray for the children, that they be loved, that we pray for the hungry, that they be fed, that we pray for those suffering, that they may be given relief and peace in their heart and mind, and help to relieve and give them comfort. We ask for those who are about to pass on to higher ground, that they can be at peace with their life, and in full expectation of a greater life to come. We pray for those who are losing a family member or a friend, that they may live in cherished remembrance, keeping unity with their spirit through the rest of the days of their life. For unity is not broken. It is not broken by the procedures and the process of passing on to heaven. Only the body and the soul have lost the unity. But the love we create through love and through spirit is never broken, as you have demonstrated to us with your life. Help us to remember that. Help us to have the courage to seek unity and ask for help with our fellow community members in life, the ones we see daily in our family, at work, at the post office or the grocery store, that we realize we can all be part of the same family. If we seek, we will find. Now we ask all of these things in your beloved name, your blessed being, and your cherished union with God. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now in conducting the energy of the blessing?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, just rest. If you weren't lying down before, lie down now. And don't think. Don't even continue your prayer and words. Just be neutral, open, receiving. Allow yourself to be a whiteboard on which the Holy Spirit will write. And then you will receive more and more during the week as it unfolds in your life. So I wish you a very blessed week. And I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.